Thank you and good morning, and a happy Thanksgiving. A reminder for motorists traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday period, you are urged to drive with caution, as law enforcement will be out in increased enforcement statewide. The holiday period is a time where heavy traffic is prominent, and you are urged to make sure to drive safely and to plan ahead if you consume alcohol. Statewide last year, more than 1,000 arrests were made for driving under the influence. The Greater Trinidad Chamber of Commerce will hold their 21st annual Blessing of the Fleet at the Trinidad Memorial Lighthouse this morning. The event is free for the public to attend, and it will feature Axel Lindgren III and his family giving a traditional native blessing facing the four directions, and a non-denominational blessing from Pastor Allison Berry from the Church of the Joyful Healer. The event begins at 10 a.m. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, as well as the Coast Guard and three search teams, coordinated the rescue of a 14-year-old girl who was lost in the woods on Tuesday. The girl was lost in the Ridgewood area, and emergency personnel used the girl's cell phone to pinpoint a location. Deputies responded to the area, however, they were only able to establish voice contact with the victim, and one of the volunteer teams was able to locate the girl, but they ended up being stuck in the woods as well. A Coast Guard helicopter responded to the area, and they were able to airlift everyone to safety. The girl was taken to the hospital before being released to her family. Rodney Ortiz and his son Vincent Ortiz pleaded guilty in federal court for the drug-related shooting death of a man in Hoopa in March of 2015. The incident began with Rodney and Vincent selling what was supposed to be a pound of marijuana to 73-year-old Daniel Colgrove, and Colgrove noticed that the amount was less than what he was told. The three went to Colgrove's residence to resolve the issue, and during an argument, Rodney Ortiz shot Colgrove and two other men inside. The other victims would survive their gunshot wounds, however, Colgrove died at the hospital. Rodney and Vincent are scheduled to appear for sentencing in May, and they both face consecutive life sentences. For the first time in this calendar year, the Ruth Lake Reservoir has been completely filled, according to a report issued by the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District. The reservoir is a source of water supply to more than 80,000 residents in the Humboldt Bay area, and the Municipal Water District attributes the above-average rainfall we have seen since October 1st as a contributing factor to the reservoir filling up. It's the earliest the lake has been filled in the last 10 years. As customers line up outside of doors to see who has the best deals on Black Friday, the Save the Redwoods League, as well as California State Parks, are once again providing an alternative to Black Friday with Green Friday. Thanks to donations, Save the Redwoods League and California State Parks are providing more than 13,000 free vehicle day use passes for all 116 participating state parks. For more information on how to obtain passes, you can visit the Green Friday website. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Americans eat a lot of turkey on Thanksgiving, and the average American will consume about 4,000 calories on Thanksgiving Day, about 3,000 or so from the dinner itself, and another 1,500 through snacks and alcohol. A lot of noise is made about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but it's the second oldest Thanksgiving Day Parade in the country. The original Thanksgiving Day Parade was organized by Gimbel's department store in 1920, which held a parade that featured about 50 people, and the parade ended with Santa Claus bringing up the rear. It was President Franklin Roosevelt who ordered the second to last Thursday in November to be the official date for Thanksgiving in order to expand the Christmas shopping season. Thanksgiving is the busiest travel time of the year, and some 38 million Americans will travel more than 50 miles to celebrate the holiday. As for turkeys, there are four towns in the country named after Benjamin Franklin's favorite bird: Turkey, Texas; Turkey, North Carolina; and two Turkey Creeks, one in Louisiana and the second in Arizona. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department will once again collect toys for children and gifts for seniors with their annual Share the Magic of Christmas drive, which starts tomorrow and ends on Sunday. The Marine Corps, as always, will run its Toys for Tots campaign, and members of the Arcata Professional Firefighters Union kicked off their toy drive in coordination with the Marines, a campaign that wraps up on December 29th. The Rotary Club of Eureka also partnered with Wells Fargo, George Peterson Insurance, and Safeway to donate 110 turkeys to the Eureka Rescue Mission. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information,